Would you like a way to increase your bottom line in your business significantly over the next year? Well, today my guest, Andrew Fundy Funderburg, is here to tell us how you can do exactly that in easy steps. Now, if you're a longtime listener of the podcast, you know that I absolutely advocate for adding products into your business in an easy way, that these shouldn't be things that are taking up hours and hours of time. So Andrew's here today to help us talk about this. So I'm really excited for this conversation. We haven't had an episode like this in a while, and I think it's time for us to refresh some of the basics. So welcome to the Focal Points Podcast with my guest, Andrew Fundy Funderburg. You are listening to Focal Points, a podcast by Enphoto hosted by Dori Howell. You are in the right place to learn how to build a dynamic and sustainable photography business that you love. Okay, well, I'm very, very pleased today to welcome my friend Andrew Fundy Funderburg, otherwise known in the industry just as Fundy, from Fundy Software. And he has been so awesome today to come and spend a few minutes with us to tell photographers, and specifically newer photographers, how they can dramatically increase the bottom line in their business by creating beautiful products. And if you're a product-based photographer like I am, and how I think all photographers should be, this might be a really great way for you to get into presenting products to your clients in a way that is easy to understand, which is also something that I'm always talking about, and also in a way that seems authentic to you. And Fundy has some great products and some great ideas that are going to help us learn maybe some new tricks of the trade today. So Fundy, welcome to the Focal Points Podcast.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I want to be clear, everything that I'm talking about, basically my job is to be a megaphone for our users, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not the expert in IPS or products, but what I'm fortunate of, I've been very fortunate to make a lot of friends, and we have a large user base that share how they create success. And so my job is to kind of help amplify those voices out in the industry. And as we said before, my goal and our company's goal is to help our users make at least an extra $50,000 through printed product. Some of our higher end users, we had a number of people that made over $250,000 extra last year with Fundy Designer.
It's possible. I do think you're being a little bit modest in the fact that you just say you're simply a vessel. You're just simply a megaphone. Andrew's been around for quite a while. We've known each other for a very long time. And he might just be regurgitating how other people are using his product and his software, but let's just be honest, he's been around a long time. He knows his stuff, and we're excited to have
appreciate
him
today.
So I'm just gonna like squash that right, that modesty right there. We're not gonna have any of that.
I am proof that a mediocre photographer can do well selling product. Back when I was photographing, I'd average $1,500 to $2,000 per high school senior sale. Yeah. And I am nowhere near a top high school senior photographer.
I can relate to the mediocre photography. And granted, people are like, Dori, no, you're better than mediocre. But when you know everything that's out there and how many incredibly talented photographers are out there. Yes, I'm a capable photographer. Mm-hmm. I am a proficient photographer. Yeah. I can get the results that my clients want. But in the whole grand scheme of things, I am by no means a great photographer.
I give myself a solid B. On my best day, a solid B plus, which is good enough. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it's passing, right? It's on the upper side of passing. But you know, I have a soft spot in my heart for the working photographer who is providing great solid imagery to their clients who love it. And that's what we're trying to encourage everybody to do. So word on the street is that Fundy has just come up with a really great upgrade, but we may not want to talk about that yet. So you specifically said that you want to help photographers make $50,000 more a year selling products by using Fundy software. So I'm just going to jump right into it. How do you see that happening for someone who's sitting maybe on a walk, driving in a car, saying, listen, I'm barely making $20,000 a year or whatever. Yep. How can you help them do this?
So I think there's a number of ways we can do that. First, I think, is just getting over that hurdle, right? We, in the Fundy Designer Storyteller group, we very often will post a question like, hey, how was your sale the very first time you used Fundy Designer to show a client an album or some wall art? And a very typical answer will be $1,500 to $2,000, the very first try. Sometimes it's $700, which is great. Sometimes it's $1,000. Yeah. But, you know, then it's just
the number's really not important in my opinion.
If you're a wedding photographer and you shoot 25 weddings a year, if you can add through the engagement shoot, maybe a couple pieces of wall art, and through the wedding, a little album upgrade, if you can add an extra $2,000 per client, there's your $50,000 right there. Yeah. And if you're a portrait photographer, if you do 50 portraits a year, which is what, 4 a month, and you can do $1,000 per session, which is pretty low for IPS once you get going, like there's your $50,000, mm-hmm, 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 right there. So First, I think, is just that mindset. It can be done. Everybody's like, well, where I am or my clients, I can't do it. We have people that live in the middle of nowhere that, you know, do over $100,000 a year just in print sales. So It's possible wherever you're at. So part of it is just be like, I can do it. Just believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. And then...
Yeah, I deal with a lot of that in my coaching students. It's absolutely possible in any area. It just may not be as easy. And you may have to be a little bit more creative in how you market your business and you get the word out and that type of thing. But it is possible.
Yeah. And we do... I always forget to mention this. We do have a very simple blog post that kind of outlines the three buckets. It's 50kextra.com. Super easy to remember. 50kextra.com. Go to that blog post and it's going to kind of outline those big buckets and just enough to get you started on your first sale. Okay. Links to our Storyteller group so you can go in. Just today somebody posted that, you know, they made a $4,000 album sale because their clients were too nervous to choose their album selects. Like they're too anxious because there were 700 photos. So the photographer just went and designed a 100-page album, uploaded a link to the online proofer system, and sent the link to the clients. Didn't even hop on a Zoom. Sent the link, and the clients were like, yes, we love it. We'll take it as is. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Well, he posted this, and then other people like, how did you do that? And so then we have multiple people, a different photographer, Rikita, recorded a whole video for that photographer to help it out. Yeah. So, you know, it's about the community of helping each other out on how to do this.
Yeah, she's great. The thing is, and we will post all the links that Andrew talks about today into our show notes and everything. So they'll be really easy to find. We might reference a few other things. And I know that if you're out in the car, out walking or, you know, managing dinner or whatever, you might not remember all those things, but we'll make those super easy to find on focalpointspodcast.com. I think so much of it is just taking the step of showing people.
Yeah.
It does. And I talk about this a lot I have a product or a paper that I send out all the time, adding products the easy way. The biggest hurdle that you need to get into is, first of all, assuming that people don't want it, because people want it. Shutterfly doesn't make $3 billion a year because people don't want it, right? Yep. People want it. And just taking the extra step of saying, hey, I created this for you. Mm-hmm. It's something you might be interested in. Take a look.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised at how many people are just going to be like, yes, I want that.
Yeah.
You know, it's great. Great, great, great. Yeah. So yeah, so we will have so you said you have three buckets that you've kind of narrowed this down into.
And you already said the first one. Yeah. Which is showcase more, right? And showcase more means, mm-hmm, you know, your album company like Enphoto probably has some stock album photos that you can borrow, post to your social media, put on your website the cover, and then things like Fundy Designer, as well as the other programs, you know, you can create a slideshow of an album design. Every time you upload to the online proofer, it creates a little top-down image of your album that you can export and put that on your website or social media. You know, every time you design wall art rooms, there's an export preview. So the more we're just showing albums and wall art and cards, both on our website and social media, showcasing print, you know, that creates desire. People desire what they can see.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And show it as much as possible. You can put that stuff everywhere. And I, whenever I have my, for my sample albums from Enphoto, I have a full drive full of videos, folders, or videos, pictures, all different ways of showcasing that, reels, things that I can use in my marketing all over the place. And I do that with almost every product that I'm sent. So I have a catalog of everything. And it's not even just samples. It's whatever gets sent to me from a client. I create this gallery of images and videos so that I have something to show them. But the great thing, especially for newer photographers, is that Enphoto does have mock-ups that you can put pictures into. You can show their beautiful products, and it makes it really, really easy. And then what Andrew said with his software, because I've done this through his software, gone and created a slideshow, downloaded it, showed it to someone, or kept it in my archives to use later when I might need it in some way. It makes it a really easy way to create that content that people struggle with creating.
Yep.
It just doesn't have to be like a picture of an album. And also, even if you don't have, if you need content, you don't have to actually have sold an album to a client to throw a gallery up and create an album and create content from it. Yep. You can create mock-ups and they're not going to know that you didn't sell that album. So throw a gallery up and make an album. It's so literally one click. You can have an album done with Fundy.
It's awesome. True.
Okay. I'm sorry.
And,
go ahead.
And some wall art now. We'll get to that. And then one of the things, I always like to steal great ideas. I was talking to a photographer just a couple of weeks ago, and whenever they deliver an album to a client, a couple of days later, they just shoot them a text like, hey, could you take some photos holding your album and send them to me, smiling? And they always do because they're happy, right? They just got their album. And so there's more free content for you.
Yeah, it's great. I try and deliver my albums by hand. So I try and get that stuff as they're looking through things. Yeah. But clients will send it to you. And it's just like, getting behind the scenes, totally off topic, getting behind scenes content when I'm doing a family session, I'll give my kid my camera. They know how to, or my phone. They know how to use my phone more than I do. So I get 1,000 pictures behind the scenes.
Kids are better at social media.
A lot of times they're all of my butt and I don't necessarily use those pictures. Especially if it's like a little boy and he's 5 and he thinks that's funny. Yep. But there's so many different ways you can use these programs to create this content that you know, our content machines of social media need so much. So, but back to how our I think we covered the first bucket, right?
Well, so there's one more. So showcasing visually, but then also I think it's important to showcase things verbally, which means how we talk about print to our clients. Asking things like, hey, I design an album for every single one of my clients. What would you like to see in that album? And they'll tell you, they're like, oh, I want photos of my grandma. I want this, this. And so you literally just create an album of what they want and then you make it. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, things like, hey, most of my clients like to do a big collection of canvases above their sofa. If I were able to get you photos that you would want to do that yourself, what would that look like? Like what kinds of photos of your kids and your family would you like that would, you know, make you want to put this above your sofa or in your living room? Right. So things, you know, questions like that to basically prime their brain for wanting those products and needing those products.
Right. One thing that I teach a lot is that clients will buy things when they start to envision themselves on those things. So they need to envision themselves in an album. They need to envision their beautiful children on the wall. Mm-hmm. And the only way that you can do that is if you start talking about that before the selection appointment. Yep. Many people are not going to plunk down a couple extra $1,000 at the drop of a hat within an hour selection appointment. Yep. But if you have been guiding them through this process of what's available and letting them know what's possible and what they would enjoy, then by the time you get to that appointment, it's basically done.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of when it all works perfectly.
There's a couple questions that I will often teach that is about like future anchoring things in the future. So for example, weddings, asking questions like, you know, at your 5-year anniversary, while, you know, you are getting ready for your anniversary date and the wedding album is lying on the coffee table and you start opening and looking through that, what would you like to see 5 years in the future? to remind you of your wedding day, mm-hmm. right? And so we're really tapping into that emotion, because then they're like, mm-hmm. oh, okay, that's what is really important. And you can mm-hmm. do that with families too. And it's like, you know, as you know, someday your kids are going to go off to college, and you know, you're going to wake up, get your cup of coffee, and you know, look up on the wall and see the photos that we're taking tomorrow. And what would you like to see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you want to remember this time? Yeah. What do you want to display in your home? So very important.
And if you can anchor those conversations around a future event, looking back in the past, that'll really activate what they really want. Like, it'll activate their emotion, not in a bad way, because they'll really think about what they really, really want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And some people who, especially if you're new to this, and especially if you've never put yourself in a sales position, might be thinking to yourself, well, those are just like unattractive sales techniques. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is your client has hired you for a purpose. They want to see what you can do with those images. It is your job to show them what you can do with your images. And I firmly believe that if you do not show them all the options and what is possible, you're doing them a disservice and you're not doing your job. Yeah. So instead of, it's providing them a service of letting them know what's possible. Ultimately, they're going to say yes or no if they want it or if they don't want it. But by you providing this great service and letting them know what's possible, it's going to reward you with a better sale. But that's what this is all about. You're here to make money. Mm-hmm. And the way that you're going to do that is by letting people see what's available, and hopefully they want it. And they're hiring you because you are the pro.
Yeah. And then, so the next one is design more, which means just having more to show your client. And that was the problem we posed ourselves when we were doing V11. So you import your photos. It asks instantly, do you want to retouch your photos? You click a button. 2 seconds later, the photos are retouched. Choose end photo as your lab, what album size you want. Choose if you want to design some canvases or metal prints. Choose if you want to design a thank you card or a save the date card or a high school grad card mm-hmm. or a holiday card. Mm-hmm. And you click a button and the rough draft of your album, 10, 12 wall art collections and a card are designed for you. Literally under 90 seconds.
It's done.
Yeah. It doesn't make that noise, but I wish it would.
But that's the sound that I make in my head when I click design in one click and it's done.
And then from there you can fiddle with it however much or little you want. Some people will spend a half an hour going through and like moving images around and doing it. Somebody posted in our Facebook group yesterday, they designed an album, spent 2 minutes, sent a link to the client. 30 minutes later, they're like, yeah, we love that. Clicked order. And send it off to the lab and they were done.
Done. Yeah. Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
I love that so much. It makes so much sense to make your job easier. We don't get, by making our job harder, it doesn't reward us anymore. So make it as easy as possible by using the right tools.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
And then last is present more, which means either uploading to the proofer and sending a link or exporting a slideshow and sending your client, or hopping on a Zoom like we are now and playing the slideshow for them of the album and the wall art and their images, and then going through that sales process or in person with a projector or TV, right? So just taking the time to present your designs to your clients, and it's more often than not, they're going to say yes, because it's what they want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's surprising when you start offering more to clients, how much they will say yes to. And very rarely has it ever been where I've presented something and said, you know, I know we didn't talk about this, but I had a great idea for your images. I just want to show you, and I'll show them something. And yeah, they want it. They absolutely want it. It's the same idea if you're more advanced in product-based selling, is if you're delivering something to your client and you take actually an extra an extra item with you. And when they have it in hand and they can see it and they can touch it and they can feel it, mm-hmm. then they're going to want to purchase it because it has the pictures of their loved ones on it. So yep. you could even do that with Fundy. You could have your main album and then maybe design some complimentary parent albums. Maybe they didn't order those, but when you go to deliver it, you can take those with them and see if they would be interested in purchasing. And I bet most of them would.
Yeah.
Especially for weddings when the emotional stakes are so high.
Yeah. So, you know, I firmly believe even if you've never tried it, if you just focus on those three buckets, just showcase more print product in your marketing and how you talk to your clients, mm-hmm. design more. You know, if they have a 30-page album in their package, design a 50-page album or a 60-page album and just show it, see what happens. Yeah. You know, always design wall art for every portrait session, which is also an engagement mm-hmm. session. And then, you know, present more. Show your clients a slideshow.
Yeah.
Send them an online gallery of the designs, not the images. You know, join a Zoom and do the slideshow for them. You know, we just interviewed one client. Almost all of her clients did double albums for their weddings last year. Like the album was too big. She had to split it into two volumes for most of her clients. Yeah, yeah. Simply by just mm-hmm. hitting the auto design and showing it to them mm-hmm. and saying, "What do you think?" Like, is that like it wasn't a sales process. It's just showing
it's them. So easy.
Yeah. Just presenting them.
Yeah. I've known people who have gone through and for a wedding day, done like a 6-volume set.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, you have an engagement, then you have girls getting ready, boys getting ready, then you have behind the scenes and in the bridal pictures if they do that ahead of time. Then you have the ceremony, then you have the part of the reception, volume one,
well,
reception
you have the first look.
Two, don't
forget you have the first look too, right?
First so look, there's all of it.
All of it. Yep.
Everything gets an album.
Yep.
And what a great add-on if you can sell a couple of those volume sets, that's a good day.
Yep. And then, you know, in Fundy Designer, you can duplicate that album, make some tweaks for the mother and, you know, the mom of the bride, the mom and dad of the groom, right? So now you're selling three albums instead of just one.
Right. Well, and also when you're dealing, that's a really great thing to bring up because that can impact, you know, my family as well when we have one set of family members that's divorced.
Yeah.
Where in Fundy, you can very easily go in and say you're doing parent albums. Well, we all know that relationships can get tricky and maybe mm-hmm. someone doesn't want another person in that picture or in their album. And you can go in and switch things out really easily and make both sides happy.
Yeah.
That is a great thing to be able to do so.
That reminds me.
So easily.
Recently, a lot of people will do somewhat boudoir type stuff with the bride on the wedding day, right? And so you'll want to duplicate that and remove those photos for mom and dad. Mom and dad don't want to see the boudoir type stuff of their daughter.
They don't want to see this. Right. Well, I do that with my maternity clients. Because some maternity pictures can be what I would call more private pictures.
Yep.
And so when we're talking about, I talk about what do you want to put in your public spaces? What do you want to put in your more private spaces?
Yep.
What are you comfortable showing on the coffee table, especially mm-hmm. in a boudoir setting or something like that?
Yep.
Your kids might be looking mm-hmm. through it, right?
Yep.
We have to talk about it in the future.
Yeah.
Or so I talk about that a lot. I say, okay, we're going to design this album. What albums don't you want your mother-in-law or what pictures don't you want your mother-in-law to see? We pull those out. We hit the button and it goes up, and then got an album that is safe for everyone to see.
Yep.
It's so. Yep. So we have those conversations and when you have a tool that makes it very easy.
One thing I always forget to mention that's really that everybody loves in V11, you can auto design an album and you can also auto design wall art. But when you're auto designing the wall art, you can say, for example, let's say you have a shoot, right? But only some of those are for the wall. Other ones are more like album centric. Mm-hmm. Well, you can, let's say the wall art ones, you can tag 5 stars. Or whatever. And so you can say only use the 5-star images for wall art and use everything for the album, which is really cool.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. That's actually great because you had to kind of weed through those a little bit before.
Yeah, yeah.
So to be able to do that with the rating system is very, very easy. Yeah.
And those travel from Lightroom too.
Oh, that's so great. Well, if you haven't used Fundy, I know that this is we don't want these podcasts to be big commercials, but hopefully you've gotten a few tips here of ways that you can use the software to create more sales for yourself. And specifically, you need to show more, you need to design more, and you need to present more. And if you take those three buckets and those three concepts and you apply them to your business, I know for a fact you will actually make more money and make your clients happy. And like Andrew said, they have a really great article about that. And we're going to link that in the show notes, but you can find it at 50kextra.com. So did I get that right?
Yep, you did.
50kextra.com.
Okay. You can go to fundydesigner.com. There's a free trial. You can use it, design, you know, and play around with it before you try. And then we have a discount with a very cryptic discount code.
Yeah, careful. This one, you guys, I don't know if you'll really remember this one. Go ahead, Andrew.
Okay. I think it's Dori, D-O-R-I-E.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, Dori.
Yeah. And if you can't remember, Dori's name, just think Finding Nemo.
But they spell it wrong every time.
Oh, do they?
Okay. Right?
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, it's D-O-R-Y, which is actually the C.
Oh, is it a D-O-R-Y there? Okay, they spell it wrong.
Yeah, for the...
Okay.
Oh, I get the name is spelled so many different ways. But D-O-R-Y is actually a type of ship, fishing boat.
Oh, there you
so
go.
So it makes sense in in that nautical thing. But yeah, but D-O-R-I-E, but everyone should know that. And there's a discount code that will be linked in the show notes, also on my resources page for anybody who wants to find that and take advantage of checking out Fundy software.
Yeah.
So, and Andrew, obviously, is there anything else you want to leave us with?
Obviously, we want you to use our software, but what we really want is if you use those three principles and you use any software, that's also going to get you there. You know, we think we do the best of making it easy and helping make more money, but ultimately, we want photographers to be successful no matter what they're using. So, you know, please check out that post and take anything you can from it to help you in your business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Andrew, thank you so much for joining me here today. It's so great seeing you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Focal Points podcast. Thank you for listening to Andrew and his really great ideas. If you have any questions about those, hit the Focal Points podcast website and all of these things will be there for you, including the discount code, the link to his article, the link to Fundy, and everything that you need to see. So thank you for joining us today, and we will see you next time on the Focal Points podcast. And now let's listen to a word from our sponsor at Enphoto. If you are a photographer that wants your clients to have a lasting impression of the images that you take, you have to check out Enphoto's Grand Gallery photo book. It's designed to showcase your portfolio with a wow factor that will grab anyone's attention. It really isn't just a photo book, it's more of like an art exhibition. The Grand Gallery photo book isn't just a choice, it's your studio's signature offering, and it's meant to impress even your pickiest of clients. You want to check this out? Get a 75% off sample by heading over to focalpointspodcast.com. It really is one of the best discounts in the industry for sample products. I promise you will not be disappointed. Thank you for listening. This has been Focal Points, an Enphoto podcast hosted by Dori Howell. We hope you've enjoyed the show, and we will see you next time.